Free Talk Live. We're launching into Hour 3 of the program. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Before we move on with more of your phone calls, Mark, you wanted to jump back and recap briefly what Frank was saying there before we went away in the second hour and comment.
Right. I don't disagree with what Frank was saying.
What was he saying?
As far as capitalism, basically, capitalism denotes the system that we have had of, sort of free trade attached to government, freer trade attached to government, as opposed to the government being more invasive. And I think he made a great point that perhaps the capitalism itself has always denoted that the government has protected corporations and business people from their actions. And maybe capitalism is not the best word to describe the free market.
Now, I will agree with that. I didn't hear him saying that part. He was just basically defining capitalism as Frank would define it. But yes, and that goes back to something I said last hour, and that is that I support the free marketplace so that we can see what truly best works. I happen to be a believer in the idea of being able to be free with one's own capital and invest it and do things with it. I consider that capitalism. Obviously, Frank's and my definitions of capitalism differ, which is one of the reasons why I don't tend to use the term capitalism in an everyday conversation. I don't want to be associated with the corporatism that capitalism today seems to be defined as. And so you're correct. Capitalism is not the free marketplace because the free market encompasses all possible options that don't involve coercion. So, yeah, I'm with him to that extent. If that was what he was saying, you're saying that's what he was saying.
Yeah,
I don't know
to some
if that's
extent
what he was
that's
saying.
What he was saying.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls here and talk to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to just also chime in and comment on what Frank said. I think Frank was kind of implying that in a free market economy, corporations would become very powerful and take over, and they'd be just as bad as big government. And I think you guys were trying to talk them out of it, but I don't think you convinced them. So let me try to convince them.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think basically it's the distinction between a company versus a corporation. So in the free market economy, there would be lots of companies, but there wouldn't be any corporations, right?
Right. How could there be a corporation?
Exactly. So the whole idea is it's a legal fiction invented by government. And one of the central ideas, I think, is that the individual stockholders of a corporation are not legally liable for any nasty thing that a corporation might do, right? Mm-hmm. So if I own stock in a company and they do a terrible thing and kill people and cause lots of property damage, the value of the company might go down a little bit, but I would never be sued personally.
You're absolutely right. You can even get corporations. New Mexico, for instance, offers corporations that you don't even know who the owner is.
Exactly.
You just don't even know. There's no way to find out unless you actually track down the man holding the ownership paperwork. So he can do business under that corporate name, and nobody will have any idea who he is.
Exactly. So these like special rights that are granted to the government have nothing to do with freedom, nothing to do with free markets. It's a government type thing.
Yep.
And the government does it a lot. They invent ideas. And then people think that it's somehow natural in the market. Like, for example, HMOs, as I understand it, were kind of an idea invented by the government in the late 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may or may not arise in a free market, but HMOs are completely constructed. The whole idea is constructed by government, so it probably wouldn't. Another example is, remember the Exxon Valdez disaster?
Sure.
So they have these special sweetheart laws for corporations that their legal liability is limited to the loss of the oil, and they weren't required to, make restitution for all the property damage they did.
Hmm.
Of course, that would never happen in a market. If a company did a terrible thing like that, they would have to pay, whatever it costs to make people whole again.
Yep.
So, again, it's just the distinction between companies versus corporations that I think he has to get straight in his mind.
I think you nailed it. Any other thoughts tonight, Matt?
That's it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And it's easy to be confused. It's easy to be confused by that. I mean, if you were born and raised in this country and you've always heard the term corporations, it's easy to presume that a corporation is a business. because most businesses are corporations. Free Talk Live is not. This is a business that does not have a corporation attached to it. And so it's not necessarily true that all businesses are corporations. It's just that most of the ones that you interact with on a daily basis are. You go to Walmart, that's a corporation. Every restaurant probably is a corporation. Every business that you walk into is likely incorporated, because that's just the system. There are so many incentives for business owners to incorporate. And the number one reason is for the protection. I mean, who wouldn't want to be protected from liability? Who, what business owner wouldn't want that privilege? So it's out there for them. They use privilege.
They're almost required to at this point. In this litigious society, it's very difficult to run a business. I've got to say, I'm protected through a corporation, my assets and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, sue Free Talk Live and have fun trying to get the money and, the no money. My assets are protected by a corporation. Thank you very much. Because, I don't need it put on the line because somebody decides to sue sue me or sue the show or sue whatever over some silly thing that's said on the radio. Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Now, we talked last hour about unions. And, of course, we pointed out that, Julia pointed out that there's this tenure situation where if you're in a unionized company and you've worked there for a long enough time, then you pretty much just can't be fired. You can't have your hours cut beyond a certain point, and they just lock these people in. Which maybe we can tie that into a discussion of unemployment, which is pretty high in this country right now. In fact, Mark, you say you've got some more accurate statistics as to what the true unemployment rate is here in the United States.
Yes.
And I'm sure that these kind of numbers upset people to the point where they would call for laws that would prevent people from being fired. I mean, this is the mentality of Americans, right? They're taught it in government school. The government indoctrination camps teach kids, well, if you were elected to the legislature or if you were president, what laws would you make? And so the kids can identify.
What's important to car stop for ducks crossing the road?
Yeah. So the kids can identify the problems, so they can identify that, unemployment, bad. We don't want unemployment, so let's force people to not fire people. I mean, that will solve the unemployment problem, right?
Right.
Hasn't worked for France.
You shouldn't be able to fire somebody who's got a family to support and stuff.
The problem
what you end up with is you end up with a lazy guy who's not incentivized to do his job. That family that I've got incentivizes me to work harder. You know, whereas I might decide I want to sleep in till 11 o'clock, in the morning. I've got to get up and I've got to make telephone calls to get advertising for Free Talk Live so that I can make money so I can feed my child. So, I think the incentives that families provide are good. I understand how people feel about their jobs, and, I get that, but that's one of the problems with working for someone else. It's, you rely on them.
Over in France, they make it very difficult for business owners to fire the people that they've brought on board.
Yes, they also make it very difficult to produce anything of value in an entirely socialist, country like France. You just don't. You don't find products of real value. Fiat is that a car known for its great manufacturing capabilities or whatever? I mean, no. The only thing I've ever heard about Fiats, and these are the older ones, and I don't know about the newer ones because I haven't seen one in a long time. I've just heard about the older ones. They were junk.
These,
of course, they were less socialist back then. So
laws,
I don't have an explanation.
Laws that insulate people from being fired essentially bring the quality of the employees down to the lowest common denominator. I mean, can you imagine, Julia, as a manager at a restaurant, what it would be like if you couldn't even fire people at all, if you couldn't fire your worst employees? I mean, you've said on the air that it's difficult already in this country with the rules that we already have, even in New Hampshire, to fire people because of all the litigation that could possibly happen and because they'll run to the government and they'll complain or whatever. But imagine not even being able to fire these folks. What would that do?
It's already so bad. I would just quit. It would be impossible for me to do my job decently. It would be impossible for me to take any amount of pride in
my
work.
And then they'd have to hire somebody, or they'd have to promote somebody else who's not as good as you, bringing the whole quality of the restaurant down. So if I'm saying that the average employee becomes even lower quality than they currently are today under this current system. More coming up. We'll talk unemployment in a moment.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute. This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner tells us we are in a recession that will last for some time to come. Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, says the economy would bottom out this year. We do not think Ben is right, but even if he was right, he didn't tell us how long we would bump along the bottom.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the bottom is in sight, then Citigroup, GE, Hartford, Lincoln, AIG, GM, Chrysler, they won't need any more government funding. In fact, banks are telling us they are going to make money in the first quarter. If all this is so, why is Mr. Bernanke monetizing $300 billion of treasuries? We notice he has made no statement regarding the secret monetization.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those, again, totally free at freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like the podcast if you're listening to right now, or in this case, live radio show, depending on which way you're listening. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get a free Audible or an audiobook download when you sign up today, but you have to go through our special link.
Otherwise, you don't get the free book, and you want a free MP3, you know, a free podcast of a book, right?
Who doesn't? I mean, what book lover would not like an audiobook?
Right, it's 60,000 different titles.
Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So, FTL like Free Talk Live. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That will get you a free audiobook from Audible.
And I encourage you to do this quickly, because it's sort of a limited time offer kind of thing. It is currently. I mean, maybe they'll come on and make that offer again, but they've purchased a very short-term package from us to kind of see how things go for them. And that's the other reason. If a whole bunch of people download free books, a whole bunch of Free Talk Live listeners download free books, mm-hmm. At this web address here at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live, then obviously they'll think, oh, this is working.
And it would be working.
It would be working, right. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So there you go. 800-259-9231. Don't ever say we never did nothing for you. We continue here, and you can bring out whatever you want. Todd in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian. Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's on your mind tonight. Hey,
well, I just wanted to talk about what you were talking before you went to commercial break about many employers and many companies, and specifically Fortune 500 companies, that find themselves in a very precarious predicament, if you will, about firing employees. And I can tell you why. Have any of you ever taken a class in, say, human resource management?
Yes.
Okay. You know what they tell you in human resource, in the human resources in general, is that you can't fire a number of employees because, well, if you're, let's say, for example, you're handicapped or you're pregnant, or let's say, for example, you could be, say, a certain kind of religion or a certain kind of orientation. We've got so many laws on the books and so many regulations that make it impossible to fire people based on their disability, their sexual orientation, their marital status, their race. And state and federal laws actually go into this. But what's really bad about this is that regulations have created a huge cost and burden on so many companies. We're talking OSHA regulations, HIPAA regulations, ERISA regulations, even the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Family and Medical Leave Act. All of these laws and regulations have basically compounded the problem, which is why it's difficult for companies to fire people, especially if they're say handicapped. And also not just that, but also make it very difficult to hire them, especially if someone is handicapped, because a lot of these people are in a position where if you're handicapped, for example, you are nothing but a walking lawsuit. And I remember
rolling, depending.
Penn and Teller's BS one time, where you can't hire people because of, you know, if you're handicapped, say you only got maybe one arm, and of course it runs the gamut. I mean, all these laws and regulations is just nonsense and just crazy. So when you've got like sexual harassment laws, that also compounds the problem as well.
Julia, I mean, what have you experienced in the training classes that that they've been telling you about? I mean, if you can share any of that with us as far as some of the absurdities of hiring and firing, is there anything in particular that you can highlight for our listeners?
You mean as far as situations?
Yeah, what you can and can't do. I mean, I know that when you're hiring people, there's certain questions you can't ask.
There are all kinds of ludicrous questions you cannot ask. Like, you can't ask somebody if they are married. You can't ask any religious questions like that. You can't ask people like about pregnancies and things like that. You cannot ask somebody their age, which is weird to me because there are age requirements as far as, you know, there are all kinds of frickin' laws out there, and you have to be this age so you can work this many hours, and this age you can work this many hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't find out how old they are until you hire them, which we always ask anyway, and I guess that's illegal technically, but I mean, we have to know if they're old enough to work for our company. But that's illegal, which is weird. And as far as firing is concerned, basically, we can fire someone for any reason, but we have to have so much documentation and paperwork to back it up, and they can still take it to court and sue us
or try to. When you say any reason, you don't mean that because you can't fire somebody because they're pregnant, and you can't fire somebody because they're going into the military. And
No, you certainly cannot do anything like that. I mean, as far as the normal reasons you would want to fire someone, like they're not a good worker, bad customer service, tardiness on a regular basis. We have to basically CYA. We have to cover ourselves and back it up with mounds of paperwork to say, like, look, we've been documenting this person's behavior for a whole year, and they suck. And they can still come back.
So one instance of really poor customer service is not good enough?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Did you know that if you do hire employees, and of course you got to go through the whole training about many companies require, you know, sensitivity and diversity training programs, by the way. But when you go into, let's say you're in orientation and you got to go through exactly what you're expected to know on the job, companies are required to make sure that employees are given a healthy and safe working environment because of OSHA regulations.
What's wrong with having a healthy and safe working environment? I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. And I think most employers would want to do that because, well, if you have a good, safe working environment, you attract better workers.
But the thing is, when the government mandates it, they can hit you a huge fine. Like I was told in my last human resources class, you can be hit with a $500 fine if they can actually see that you're not up to their specifications, their satisfaction, if you will.
And that's one of those things that, and I thank you, Todd, for the call tonight, that's one of those things that opens the door for targeting of businesses. So yeah, I'm with the whole idea of having a safe working environment, but I think the marketplace will automatically, through competition, provide those things.
Actually, I have to say, because I think I can say this on the air where I work, right? Because it's been
said
before. Everyone knows where I work. I work at Panera Bread, and I work for a specific franchise of Panera Bread, and I've worked at several different Panera franchises in the company. And I got to tell you, I think that I work for one of the best companies that I've ever worked for.
But are they doing it to comply with OSHA?
No, they go above and beyond. They do not just do the bare minimum to comply.
Whoa, hey, there goes her microphone. We're going to come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial up, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the website, so enjoy those on us. Including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. You can go over and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. Privacyharbor.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, Dan is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to tell my story about working in the UAW back in the 70s.
Okay.
And it was ridiculous. You know, I mean, when I worked, it wasn't such a big deal because we had a line that went, and we had to do something every 6.5 seconds, and it didn't matter. You know what, but there was a buddy of mine, that graduated from high school with me, and, he went to, a Chrysler plant nearby, and he went there and he was working hard and doing what he was supposed to do, he thought, and what he ran into was a problem with some of the other union workers, where, he was feeding, they made, sheet metal parts, and there, you know, was a big stamping machine, and, you know, one guy would feed the blank in, the other guy would pull the stamped part out. And, you know, and the machine ran so fast. And, you know, my friend Terry, it was his idea that, well, you know, we should run it as fast as we can keep it going. It's a heck of a piece of equipment, you know, and, you know, you got a building, you got a, you know, I mean, he was operating as somebody who wanted to, you know, forward the
the productivity purposes of the,
yeah,
of the company.
Productivity, the purposes of the company, you know, make money.
So the machine could have been run faster, but was not.
Right. No, and what happened was that the people that had to take the stuff off started getting pissed at him because he was running it faster than they were used to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know the specifics of, you know, the task that they had. I'm sure that they just had to grab the part and probably put it in some sort of a rack and it would move on to the next station. But, I mean, this, I guess, and he was kind of a stubborn kid. And he just kept on doing what he wanted to do. And, you know, eventually they beat him up in the parking lot, and then he got fired for fighting.
Wow. So they started the fight. Did they get fired? Do you know that part of the story, or was it just him?
They probably disappeared, and, you know, he was there bleeding, and, you know, nobody admitted or whatever, and I don't
know.
You know, I don't know what happened to the others, but I know that he got fired, and I mean, it's like,
well, he put them in jeopardy to some extent, right? Because, you know, if the job gets done quicker, then they might have to go home earlier or something like that, and that means less pay. I don't know. I'm speculating.
No, they got their 8 hours no matter what.
No matter what. Okay.
You know, that was the way it worked. It wasn't piecework or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, no union would ever put up with that. Heaven forbid you get paid for what you do.
So even if they ran out of machine parts to process, they would still have to just stand around and collect money for just standing around, basically?
They had occasional layoffs, you know, and shutdowns and stuff like that, which then you would get subpay, or you get some, you know, some portion of your pay, which was, you know, not half of it, but, you know, three quarters, or I can't remember what, but a lot, most of you get 90% or something like that, 80-90%.
So you yourself were also a part of the United Auto Workers?
Yes. I worked for Ford Motor Company on a rear-end assembly line.
How does it work? I mean, as far as Julia mentioned earlier, the amount of money they take out of a paycheck, she doesn't really know because she hasn't worked for a union group. I've never worked for a union anything. Mark, have you ever been unionized?
No.
At any point? What kind of percentage are they taking out of the paycheck?
They took 2 hours' pay a month.
Okay. So,
and,
like $50 a month or something like that, basically?
Well, I started out at $3.61 an hour.
Oh, okay, wow.
Which was good money back in 1970.
So in 1970, $3.61 was union pay, huh?
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Times, they have changed.
I was going to say, numbers seem a lot lower than anything I've ever heard about union fees.
Yeah, aren't unions making like $18.25, something like that these days?
Inflation has taken its huge bite out of the value of the dollar, so, you know, that's the difference between then and now. $3.61 an hour with Blue Cross Blue Shield and, you know, Holiday and, you know, union protection was considered to be pretty good at the time.
Dan, I want to thank you for sharing your story tonight.
I guess one other thing may I bring up. David Ray Griffin is speaking tomorrow night about 9/11 Revisited in Keene.
Okay, well, this is a national radio show, so I doubt anybody's really too interested in that.
No, you got a lot of Keene listeners and New Hampshire listeners.
Yeah, I don't know very many people in Keene that are into the whole 9/11 conspiracy thing, but I think
Well,
Keene.
Then there you go.
Go to freekeene.com, Dan. You can post that over there on the forums there, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I know I certainly don't give a flip about the 9/11 conspiracy theory.
Some do.
Some people do. Sure, but we can't allow folks to call in and say, "Well, I'm over here in Stockton, California, and somebody's having a speech, and you should come out." It's just, sorry, doesn't work for an international show. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Alberto in Texas. Alberto, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Gilberto, but sorry.
It's how do you pronounce?
Gilberto, like a hill.
Gilberto. Got it.
Run over the hill, Gilberto.
Gotcha.
It was not spelled that way, Gilberto, so what's on your mind?
Hold on. Yes. How do you spell Gilberto? Because
isn't it Gilbert with a no at the end?
No, the first letter.
It's G in Spanish.
Gilberto.
G-I-L?
Gilberto. Okay.
G-I-L-B-E-R-T-O.
Gotcha.
Gilberto. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's just Gilbert in Spanish. But anyways, what I'm calling about is that it's just I'm blown away by the fact that right now is a time when we've got the worst jobs reports since in recorded history.
Really?
Since they've taken record in the 40s. Yet,
so after the Depression?
Right, correct. Since they started taking records of jobs reports. And, you know, everything seems like it's falling apart, yet we've had the best 5 weeks in the stock market that we've ever had. And it's just, I'm starting to think that the market is rigged because, you know, for example, today, supposedly Wells Fargo made money and the best quarter ever. And I'm thinking, am I on a different planet or am I reading too much alternative news? I mean, everybody's talking about in the alternative news about how, for these companies, these banks like Wells Fargo have more invested in the scam called derivatives than the companies are worth.
Derivatives aren't really a scam. They're kind of like gambling. They are commodities turned up a notch, essentially. So you're gonna win some days and you're gonna lose some days. I don't know that that necessarily says that they're somehow insolvent. Why would these people that do investments in the smart companies decide, well, let's put our money in something that's gonna lose us money?
Well, it was making them a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you know what they say? Give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. They just had too much. I call it a bit of a scam because they really weren't providing or doing anything. It's just, it was a loophole for them to make more money out of nothing.
Well, investing sort of is that.
Right.
I mean, well, Gilberto, I think you have hit on it to some extent. There is a certain negative aspect to the alternative news's financial news. Like, you know, their cognitive dissonance sort of says, well, this government is bad, and so therefore things are going poorly, and we have proof. So they sort of show the proof that the government is doing poorly, and they don't show the things that, you know, that things are going okay. Free Talk Live has had its best month ever last month.
Hey, that's good news. Thanks, Gilberto, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Is the stock market rigged, though? I'm not sure. I know Wayne would bring up the plunge protection team something to mention. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, Google, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we never actually got to the unemployment story. Let's jump into that since the phones are clear at the moment.
Oh, well great. So it's called the real unemployment rate. And you might think that this is, this is some article from some, fringe website or whatever talking about bad news. But in fact, this is MSN.com and under the New Investor Center.
So what we've heard recently, as far as unemployment is concerned, I don't know what the nationwide numbers are, but I remember hearing that California was 1 in 10 unemployed.
Well, it's right here in the article. So this is by Catherine Holahan. The real unemployment rate? Try 15.6%. The official U.S. jobless rate is now 8.5%, and it excludes millions of people, among those who have given up on finding work and those forced into working fewer hours than they'd like.
You're saying that if you were looking for work but then give up, you're no longer considered unemployed?
That's correct. look, for instance, I guess my wife does have a job, but it's not much of one. She sort of works remotely and does a few hours a week at the medical office she used to work at, just kind of does the billing and that kind of thing. But, she's not looking for work. Should she be considered in the unemployment rate?
Well, if she's working, then she's not unemployed.
Let's say she's not. And, she isn't putting in those couple of hours a week that she puts in. Let's say she's not. And she's not looking for a job either. Should she be considered in the unemployment rate?
I would think so.
Okay. Well, different people have different opinions on that. And obviously the people that want to make the unemployment rate look as low as possible do not want to count her.
But people like the government.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, she wouldn't even be counted in this 15.6% number either. So anyway, let's go on. An 8.5% unemployment rate is unmistakably bad. It's the highest rate since 1983, a year that saw double-digit unemployment, nearly 30 commercial bank failures, and more than 15% of Americans living below the poverty line. But the real national unemployment rate is far worse than the U.S. Department of Labor's March figure announced today that it shows. That's because the official rate doesn't include the 3 6.7 million plus people who are reluctantly working only part-time because of the poor labor market.
So they'd rather have a full-time job, but just because
they're underemployed.
They've been cut to, you know, 8 hours a week or something like that.
It doesn't include the workers who have given up scouring want ads for seemingly non-existent jobs. And you'll find that when, you know, there's stories from all over the nation, when they have some kind of big job fair, the place is just packed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be people waiting outside at 5 o'clock in the morning in some cases. So it's been crazy. There are a lot of people that are unemployed. I up here in this community, it seems like there are jobs available. You know, I don't know. This isn't an issue that's affecting me. I'm not going to say one way or the other.
I can say that we have tons of applications coming in on a regular basis.
Are you hiring?
We're not right now.
Okay.
But we have no shortage of applications coming in.
You get a pick of the cream of the crop.
Yeah, we do. It's actually pretty much the only plus that I can think of right off the bat of the unemployment being so high is that we get to be a lot choosier about who we hire now.
It's a nice perk.
Well, that's a little message to those of you who are looking for jobs. You know,
yeah, sell yourself.
Present yourself as something that someone wants to hire.
You know, it's really funny that you say that, actually, because still the jerks that come in and apply for jobs, I mean, even something as simple as a $8 an hour cashier job, really? You're really going to come in looking like that? I mean,
Looking like what?
Well, the guys come in and they've got their pants halfway down their butts and they've got their like hats on and just, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't think I ever wore anything less of a skirt when I went to apply for any job because I wanted to sell myself and I wanted to get hired,
which is why
I kind of laugh at people sometimes when they say that it's really hard for them to find a job because half of them, it's like, well, do you go in looking like that?
Right. That's as an employer,
I could find a job.
This is what I would say, what I would be thinking to myself is, well, here's a person that doesn't take this interview seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They're not putting on their best foot forward for this interview. So what are they going to do for my company when they're working here? You know, if all things else are equal and I have the choice of some B-boy with, let's just say, you know, the pants hanging around his butt and the hat
B-boy?
Cocked to the side.
Yeah.
I believe that's what they call them.
I don't think so, but that's okay.
That's what old people call them. How's that?
What's the B stand for?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just asking here.
I've just heard that term.
I'm not in the culture, so I don't know.
And I have the choice between a young man who's come in with his hair cut, his face shaved, a tie, mm-hmm. and his and a pressed shirt that's tucked into his pants with his belt an inch and a half below his navel.
Yeah.
Well, then, to me, it's going to be easy and likely. It's a guy my age who's going to be doing the hiring. You know, maybe I'm a little stuffy, maybe I'm a little old-fashioned, whatever,
no,
it doesn't matter, I'm doing the hiring.
I wouldn't say half your age, but I feel exactly the same way, and my opinions are based on what my mother taught me mm-hmm. I should do when I go apply for jobs, and I've never had trouble finding a job. I've always had a job.
Yep.
Guess they're not teaching kids that in school, how to get a job. You'd think, I mean, basic life stuff, right? They're not even talking about.
I don't know whether they're teaching kids that or not. I mean, I
didn't get it.
Some of the stuff that people put on applications is very humorous too.
Humorous bad or humorous because they're being funny?
No, humorous bad.
Would it be a violation of federal law for you to reveal that information?
Not if it was anonymously.
Yeah, but the one that really stands out is there was this one application that came in, and one of the questions is, have you ever been charged of a felony? And the girl wrote, like, yeah, I came in and I saw my boyfriend with another woman and I punched him in the face and got charged with assault. And and every single word was spelled wrong.
Well,
wow.
And it wasn't a felony charge, so she didn't even need to put it down.
So wait, the question is...
What do you do, just out of curiosity, before you go on there, what happens if a person leaves that blank on the application? Would you be likely to even just not even notice that or what?
No. We would never even look into it.
So you just
for a low-level job, absolutely not.
Not even.
Who cares? That's why I'm sorry. I'm going to give some advice out there. Just leave that section blank unless you're hiring, like applying for a job where it's a big, serious job. It's on the line, and you think they're really going to go back and check? Leave that crap off. They hardly ever check.
They don't make good sounding felonies. Okay. Because so anything you're writing in there sounds bad.
And the question is awful. Have you ever been charged with, not convicted of, but just charged with a felony?
They say convicted. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't want
to. Here's the funny thing. This is how it used to be on job applications. It used to be that they would only ask in the last 7 years. I got out of prison having served 8 years, 6 months, 21 days. I was already qualified to say no. Do you understand how bizarre that is? A guy walks out of prison next day, files a job application, and I can answer truthfully, no, I haven't been convicted of a felony in the last 7 years. Like maybe there's something wrong with their application thing.
All right, so unemployment numbers really are at 15%. Let's switch gears quickly and go to the science world. Julia's got a quick story for us.
That's right. A laboratory robot called Adam has been hailed as the first machine in history to have discovered new scientific knowledge independently of its human creators.
I would like to say welcome to our new robot masters. Thank you.
Yes, we all know whose side I'm on.
Yeah. So what
Adam
did they discover?
Adam formed a hypothesis on the genetics of baker's yeast and carried out experiments to test its predictions without intervention from its makers at this university. The result was a series of simple but useful discoveries confirmed by human scientists about the gene coding for yeast enzymes.
So the robot did its own experiments and drew its own conclusions without any
correct.
Help from humans?
That is correct. And to me, this is like huge, super exciting
Can
news.
You see, she looks really, obviously our radio listeners can't see this, but she's beaming with excitement.
I love robots and robotics so much, and I very much look forward to my robot body one day.
Well, it's not the robot part that bothers me. It's the thinking brain thing that would be attached to it that is going to, you know, rule the world. That's the part that bothers me. I do believe that at some point, yes, I mean, already they can make, the mind move like prosthetics to some extent. So
she actually had a story about that. I think
we're probably a decade or two away from real robot bodies. I mean, it can't be that far off if you can make brainwaves move prosthetics.
I mean, the fact like this is essentially a synthetic brain, really. And I mean, I understand that there have been robots that have come out. Most of you probably really don't follow robotics too much, but there have been many humanoid robots, but they do the most basic of tasks, and they're really just beginning to scratch the surface of what these machines will eventually be capable of. And I look forward to it so much. This is going to make life so much easier and so much better.
What you're
going to
see probably before a full-on robot body is augmentation, where they'll use technology to essentially improve your existing body. In what ways that will mean, I'm not sure, but it'll be cool. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And the new Terminator movie's coming out here in the next couple months.
T9?
T4, I think. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.